paragraph lamed hey. V'zeh b'chinas muter l'shanois b'dvar ha'sholim. And this is why the Gemara tells us that a person is allowed to change the truth for the sake of peace. Ki kol ha'machloikes hu machmas ha'emes shel ha'toyim oy shel ha'shakronim l'gamri. Because we said all the machloikes in the world, all the lack of peace in the world, is because of emes. Because of people who think they're emes, and with their mistaken emes, they're ready to challenge somebody else. They're ready to say that the other guy is no good. The other person is wrong and not good, and all kinds of machloikas. Because of the fact that these people are not pure from all their taivas rois and midos rois. Udmeim achurim oy, their blood is very messed up, very spoiled. Heim mahapchim hasheker lo emes. They change their lies into truth. They change their story. They convince themselves that they're real and that their way is only the right way, etc., etc. Va'omrim latoiv ra ulara toiv. And they say about good that it's bad and bad that it's good. Kemo shetzoak Yeshaya, as Yeshaya Hanavi cries out, Hoy oimrim latoiv ra velara toiv. Woe is to those people who they say that good is bad and bad is good. Samim choshech la'or v'or l'choshech. They turn darkness into light and light into darkness. Samim mosoik lamar. They take what's sweet and they turn it into, they think it's bitter and vice versa. Alkein hatzadik ho'emes muchroch l'shanois u'lahalbish ho'emes bekama levushim. This is why the true tzadik has to disguise and cover up the truth with all kinds of coverings, kedei lahamshich sholom bo'olam, in order that there should be to bring peace into the world. Because sometimes if he were to reveal the truth in an obvious way, he'd bring the whole world down on him, you know, chas v'shalom. He'd have so he has to make believe as if he's just like everybody else. He's just like everybody else. He's not making any waves, low profile, just acting similar to everybody else, even though he's completely different. He's a billion times different from everybody. He hides it and he disguises it in order that there should be able to be shalom in the world. We have this in the famous story of the Baal Tefillah that Rabbeinu Zal told, the master of prayer, the one who was being makar of people, and how Rabbeinu Zal explains how he was forced to hide himself, to disguise himself, that when he would approach a person to speak to him, he wouldn't make it obvious what his intention was. First, he would engage in person the conversation, regular conversation. And then slowly he'd throw out a little word about Hashem, this, that, and he'd see if the person expressed an interest. If he saw that the person was a real potential customer, he would go further a little and speak a little more about Hashem and gradually bring him in. If he saw that the person was not a potential customer, he would gently shift the conversation to something else where the person didn't even realize at all what his intention was. He would ask him, what did he talk to you about? Religion? No, what religion? He was talking about the baseball game and the all kinds of stuff. No, he didn't mention anything. Yeah, he said to Hashem, what? But no. He was just talking about regular stuff. And the person wouldn't even realize what the Baal Tefillah's motivation was, what his real intention was, etc., etc. And then when they found out all the damage he was doing, how many people he was getting, that was when he really had to cover himself, you know, hide himself when he went into town, you know, to make sure that they wouldn't know who he is or what his real intention is. Paragraph Lamed Vav, u'bozeh miyushav oid mashikosha b'divrei ha'midrash hanal. Rav Nosson says, now we're going to answer another question regarding that medrash that we quoted about Hashem when he wanted to create man, and there were angels that said not to do it and everything. Shekosav Shom, it says over there, Shehishlecho Emes Loretz al Shekitreg Abriya Sodom, that Hashem took the truth and he threw it on the ground because it spoke against the creation of man. Umadua loy hikbid al Hasholim. If you look in the Midrash there, it says that both Emes and Sholim said, don't create man. Sholim said, don't create man because man is always fighting, always getting into fights and arguments. So how come Hashem only took Emes and threw him to the ground? How come he didn't throw Sholem to the ground? Sholem also was against the creation of man, as it says there. Rav Nosson Zal explains now. The main complaint of Sholem, the main reason why Sholem said not to go ahead with creation of man, is because man is full of fights, machlokes, arguments.
Kol haktotois v'hamachloikes humachmas ho'emes anal she'einoi zachum avor koroi.
The reason behind all the machloikes, what's the reason behind all the machloikes in the world? It's all because of that emes that's not pure, that hasn't been purified completely. V'nitme l'chol echot she'etzloi emes. And each person thinks that his way is right, that he knows the truth, he knows what's right.
And this is the cause of all the arguments and the fights and the conflicts that exist throughout the world.
Nimso sheiker kilkul hasholim shebishvil ze kitregal briyas odom hu machmaso emes anal sheinem zuchakroim.
So therefore, the main problem with Sholem, the main thing that led Sholem to say that don't create man because man is full of man is fights, is because of Emes. It's all the fault of Emes, because of that Emes that's not 100% pure.
V'alkein hikpid Hashem Yisborach rak al ho'emes v'holach v'shlichoi loretz.
That's why Hashem only took issue with the Emes and he threw the Emes to the ground.
V'zehu bi'atzmoi tikunei kanal.
And that's the tikun for the Emes.
The tikkun for the emes is throwing it down to the eretz.
Kiali deze yevararu v'yizak choisoi hatzadikim hagdoilim.
Because we said that the emes of Hashem, when he put it into the angels, it went down a level, and there's nothing they can do to fix that. That's the way it is.
But the emes, when the emes of Hashem went down to this world, to the planet Earth, where there's bechira, those tzaddikim who fight their Yetzirah and win, and fight and win, and fight and win, they climb to higher and higher levels of emes until they are zeiche, at sheyasigu ho emes lamitoi.
Until they are zeiche to get to the emes lamitoi, to the highest level of emes, beyond the scope of the angels.
To the point where they get to understand the level of Hashem's kindness and love for the Jewish people.
And those tzaddikim azecha to judge everybody, to be able to find merit in every single person.
To be able to find good points in each and every single Jew.
And through that, these tzaddikim will have the ability to create peace, world peace.
Because they're the ones who are going to introduce this path into the world.
To eliminate all the complaints and all the prosecutions and persecutions and arguments that all come from that initial argument to the angels, where the angels argued against Hashem regarding the creation of man.
Because they were too honest. They wanted to be too honest. They didn't want any lies at all. No. We only want pure.
Then you can't create man, because man is going to have stages in his life when he's going to be impure.
But rather, there's going to come a time when everybody is going to put aside their own thinking and they're going to accept the das of the tzaddike, the true tzaddikim, shemasigin amitas rachmanus yisborach,
who are zoiched to realize the highest levels of kindness of Hashem.
And each and every single person will look at his fellow Jew or fellow human being, and they're going to look at the good in that person, not the bad in that person.
That's what Hashem really wants from us.
And this is what's going to bring peace to the world.
So therefore, by Hashem taking Emes and throwing it down to Oretz, to the planet Earth,
that automatically eliminates the problem of Sholem.
Because as a result of the Emes being thrown down and going into the mud and going into Bechira and being sorted out and worked out and coming back up to the level of Emes Lamitoi,
that's going to result eventually in putting an end to all fights, all machloikis,
v'nase sholem kanal. And there's going to be a real world peace.
Interesting that when the Gemara speaks about right before the coming of Moshiach, one of the most important statements in the Gemara speaks about the machloikis that's going to be then.
The machloikis among the religious people, among the Talmidei Chachamim, kategoria sheben Talmidei Chachamim.
Because when the Yetzer Hara sees that Moshiach's about to come, and he knows what Moshiach is all about, that Moshiach's main goal is going to be bring peace to the world. Once Moshiach comes, it's all over.
The Yetzer Hara tries to have his grand finale and tries one last time to really, really stir up machlokes in the most important place among the religious people, among the very religious people, among the Talmidei Chachamim. Because he figures if he succeeds there, Mashiach will never come. You know, Mashiach will see it and walk away and say, what am I, nuts? Get involved, look at this. I'm going to bring peace. You can't bring peace here.
But the Satan has it all wrong because he doesn't know that there's the tzaddik emes. There are the true tzaddikim who even in Golos, even in the midst of all of this kategoria, even in the midst of all of this machloikis, even among the Jews and even among the religious Jews, there is the tzaddik who teaches Torah Reshbe, who teaches us how to look for the good in every person, and who teaches us how to judge every Bereil Kaschus, and he's going to be the one to introduce this Sholem, this higher level Emes, that his students shouldn't be fooled by the Emes of the Malachim or the low level Emes. He gives his students what's called the Ungarische wine, the Hungarian wine, which is the Emes Lamitoi, the highest truth. The highest truth is that Hashem wants everybody. We see by Rabbeinu Zal's Rosh Hashanah what kind of people show up there. This one, that one, and nobody has the authority to say, no, you don't belong here. Nobody has that authority. The tzaddik is the one who invites whoever, everyone. He's the one who sees good in everyone, like we see Lag BaOmer in Miron by Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai Zal. Hundreds of thousands of Jews of every type come, and the tzaddik has the ability to be makar of everybody, to be misakin everybody.
That's why Hashem only threw emes to the ground in that medrash, not sholem.
Because by throwing emes down to earth,
that automatically will eliminate the complaint that peace had,
Shehu b'shvil she'odom kulek totois, where he says man is all full of fights and conflicts,
k'alidei ashlocha so emes hanal,
because by the emes being thrown down,
nizbatel haktotois v'machloikes,
that's what's going to result in all conflicts being eliminated, v'nase sholem,
and there's going to be a complete peace.
Ki kol hamachloikis nimshach rak mei riboy hoemes yoiser midai.
Because all the machloikis in the world, all the rejection in the world, all the rejection of Jews is all because of too much emes.
People are trying to be too religious, too good,
and because they want to be too good, then this one's no good, and that one's no good, and this one's not a Jew, and that one's not a Jew, because of his chumrah, because of his extra religiosity.
Shehu ho emes she'einoi mezukach. This is that emes that has not been purified completely.
Al yidei tzadikei emes, through the true tzadikim.
And this is why the Gemara says you're allowed to change the emes.
There's an emes that you're allowed to change
for the sake of peace. Shebishvil hasholim tzrichen leshanais ulaharchiku emes. For the sake of peace, you're allowed to, you have to change and push away the emes. You have to reject that truth. You have to distance that truth where it seems to you so obvious that this person is no good, that this person's bad. You have to reject that. Ki adarabba, because just the opposite. Zehu etzem hoemes, shashem izbora chofetz boi, leshana isemes b'shvil hasholim. This is the real truth. This is really what Hashem wants. Hashem wants us to change the truth for the sake of peace. Where do we see an example of this in the Chumash? Where do we see an example? Saita, a man and woman living together, the first mitzvah in the Torah, to get married, to have children, to raise a family. The Torah says one day the husband sees his wife hanging around with a man and he says to her, not a good idea. And then the next day he sees it again. Next day he sees it again, and he warns her repeatedly. And then one day he or witnesses see her go into seclusion with another man. They don't see anything physically take place, but they see her actually go into seclusion for an amount of time that could be something happened. We don't know. So now the husband is boiling mad, and the Torah says, go to the Beis Mikdash, go to the Kohen. And there's a whole procedure that we do to see if she committed something wrong, if she committed the actual physical sin or not. If she did, she drinks. So the Torah says we take a portion in the Torah and we scrape off the letters, including Hashem's name. We erase the Torah, we erase Hashem's name, and we give it to her to drink. If she committed the sin, her stomach will blow up and she'll die, and the man who committed the sin with her is going to die. There's a whole Masechta Saita that explains everything about it. If she was pure, if she really didn't do any sin, and she didn't have any bad intentions, v'chula, v'chula, v'chulu, then the opposite happens. She gets a blessing that if she didn't have children till then, she has children. If she didn't have sons, she has sons. If she didn't have good kids, she'll have the best kids. Question is, how do we take a portion of the Torah with Hashem's name and erase it? The Torah is emes. Can you erase emes? The answer is yes, for the sake of shalom. There are certain times, naturally, this requires the greatest of rabbis and the greatest of tzaddikim. Not every Joe Blow is an authority on Judaism to be able to say when you're allowed to lie. That's something that a person has to know what he's doing, to know when you're supposed to put aside the emes for the sake of shalom. That the emes, there's a higher emes, that there's a certain emes that kills people, and that emes Hashem doesn't want. Hashem wants the emes that leads to shalom. Shezeh b'chinas ma she'Hashem yisborach hishlichu emes she'kitrei gabri sodom. This is the concept whereby Hashem took the emes that spoke against the creation of man and threw it away. She'romaz boze she'tzrichen lahashlich ulaharchik emes kozeh, Hashem was hinting to us and teaching us that when a Jew sees an emes that leads to conflicts and fights and everything, he has to reject that emes and distance it from himself. Nimtza shalidei hashlochas ha'emes memeila nizbatel kitrug hasholim. So by rejecting that emes, by getting rid of that emes, automatically you're going to eliminate the complaint of shalom. Shalom said that man is fighting. They're all fighting and fighting. If you take away that emes, that wrong emes, there'll be no more fights. V'alkein lohishlich ki emes o emes. That's why Hashem only threw away the emes. Kedei legalois she'ikaro ho emes yefsher l'shum malach lahasig. In order to teach us that the true emes, the essence of emes, there's no angel in the world that's capable of achieving. Ki im tzadike emes. It's only the true tzadikim, who are higher than angels, she'mevarim ho emes lamita v'kanal. They're the ones who are zecha to refine the truth, and to be zecha to get to the ultimate truth, to get to know what Hashem really wants. And that automatically will eliminate all
persecutions, all conflicts, all fights, v'yanimshech shalom boilam, and will bring peace to the world, v'yiskayim, and it'll be fulfilled, the pasuk, ho emes v'hashalom ohavu. They loved truth and peace. That's the kind of truth that's a partner of peace. There's this emes lamitoi that leads to shalom.